I'm joined by Tony Burton, who is from Mitcham Cricket Green Community and Heritage. Now, unfortunately, there was a fire at the Burn Bullock the other day. Do you want to start off by telling us more about that? What happened?
Yeah, well, the Burn Bullock's an historic coaching inn. It's been standing in Cricket Green for over 500 years, and it was ablaze just a few days ago and has been devastated. The most of the interior of the building has been lost, much of the roof. The shell and the historic sort of walls are still standing, and we are hopeful that one of the oldest parts has been relatively little damaged, but it's a pretty devastating fire on a really important building that lies at the heart of Cricket Green, of Mitcham, which is much loved by the local community.
And why would you say the building is so important to the community?
Partly because it's sheer sense of history. This is something which really marks out the original function of Mitcham, a coaching inn on the road between London and Brighton. It stood there for hundreds of years in a very prominent location. But also because it is intimately associated with the adjacent cricket pavilion, which is in the same ownership as the Burn Bullock Inn, and which supports the game of cricket on the oldest cricket ground in the world, where the game has been played every year since 1685. And so our concerns are that the owners have been neglecting both the pavilion and the Burn Bullock Inn. And we are fearful about the future security of both the game of cricket and also the future integrity of this important historic building.
And what do you think the impact of this fire is on the community?
Well, the community is devastated. I mean, people were on the verge of tears during the fire. It's something which we know as the local community group really touches the heart of people in Mitcham. When we talk about it, it provokes a real response, a real love and a real affection, as well as being a sort of defining feature, both the building and then its associations with cricket for the area. But you know, we could talk a lot about the neglect of the site by the owners, by authorities for nearly a decade now. But really what the community is looking for is a sense of hope, a sense of the future, and for this to mark a turning point. We've lost something. We believe that we can bring back really important parts of the historic building. But above all, we need the security and certainty that this site is going to be in good hands and that we are able to both retain the historic integrity, but also secure the cricket ground and particularly the cricket pavilion in the community's hands.
Well, you've kind of just touched on my next question. I wanted to ask you about the concerns residents have had for a long time about the pub being empty for so long. What are their concerns?
Yeah, I mean, the pub closed as a pub more than 10 years ago. What were then the new owners have seemingly been unable to find a proper use for the site. It's fallen into neglect. It's become a bit of a enforcement hotspot, with the council having to take all sorts of action against illegal uses, about people occupying it, about concerns about the sort of activities that have been taking place there, and its general deterioration. It's a listed building, it's fallen into disrepair, it's on the National Heritage at Risk register, so it's officially recognised as such, but very little has been done to address that. And we've had to really push the authorities to take action. They have been trying to do that in recent months, but now we have a real setback with the fire. As I say, it's now important that we move on from that and that everyone pulls together. Ultimately, we think that the council is going to have to intervene to compulsorily purchase the site. We can't see a future under the current arrangements and secure it and the pavilion for the community. And put back the heritage that's been lost.
What does the community want for the site in the future moving forward?
It wants the cricket pavilion put into community hands. It wants those elements of the historic building which can be saved to be saved, and for the building to be open to the public. It recognises that there is scope for some new development associated with that, which could help fund that. There's a large car park to the rear which could take some development, but above all that the site sort of sits proud within the heart of Mitcham Cricket Green, and it's something where we have a love restored to a place which has got a long history, a really important history, but one which has been rather sad in the last 10 years.
And what did it feel like for you personally to watch such a beacon of the community burn down?
Devastating. I mean, I stood there for 3 hours watching the London Fire Brigade do their very best to save this building. There's no doubt that they have saved some of it. We believe there are opportunities. It's not lost, but we need an official survey to tell us that the results. But a certain concern that we shouldn't have been in this situation. We think that we could have addressed the problem some years ago. But as I say, we don't really want to dwell on the past. There's a concern about how the site's been handled. But let's move on and look forward to something better and brighter as we move ahead.
Can you tell us what the pub was like when it was open many years ago?
It's one of two coaching inns, both sadly closed in the area. It had a real sense of you know, you were in somewhere with a presence. In itself, it's got a history of it's the place where the international sort of organisation for all cricket umpires across the world was formed. You know, in one of its rooms. But as a local inn, it had a character. It had sort of scale and personality. It wasn't just another pub. It was one which, you know, people really valued. And in its day, it was a real popular place, which we recognise there are challenges in many pubs across the country. But there's no doubt that this is a building which could have been put back into much better use than we've seen it sadly decline into.
And do you want to tell us a bit about Mitcham Cricket Green Community and Heritage itself? What does it do and provide for the community?
Yeah, happy to. So Mitcham Cricket Green Community and Heritage is the local civic society for the Cricket Green area. We care about the conservation area and the surrounding area. We make sure that it's sort of in front and centre in the minds of those who are making decisions about development, about the way in which the green spaces and the land, you know, is looked after. But we also bring people together to talk about its history, to celebrate all that is good about living in the area. And we're always looking for further support for volunteers and for members.
And how can people get in touch with you if they want to volunteer or become a member?
We are online. We are active on social media, on X at Mitcham Cricket Grun, CRKTGRN. We have a website, mitchamcricketgreen.org.uk, which has all the information that people need about what we're doing, how they can get in touch and how they can get involved in our meetings and events.
And final question, what would you say to people to encourage them to come along and join the community?
Cricket Green is a very special place. It's one which has an extraordinary history. It retains a village character in a suburb of London around which people have a real sort of both love and concern, and a concern about its future. And what we do and what people can get from joining us is both to meet people who care as much as they do about where they live, but also who feel that they can have some influence over that through their involvement in our events and activities, as well as learning more about the neighbourhood, about its heritage, and getting involved in the variety of events that are put on.
Merton Council was unable to issue us an interview because of the pre-election period. However, the authority has issued a statement which reads, "The council wants to thank the 80 firefighters who fought for 3 hours to bring the fire under control. We're relieved nobody was injured. The cause of the fire is being investigated by the fire brigade and we're all anxious to find out what happened. Council officers worked with the emergency services throughout the evening to help make the area safe. Our immediate priority was supporting the occupants of the building with emergency accommodation, food and clothing. The council's now helping these residents to access longer-term support. Our other priority is site safety, and this is the responsibility of the landowners, and we've issued a notice requiring them to make the building and site permanently safe. However, we've undertaken urgent initial safety work in the meantime. We will be meeting Historic England this week to begin assessing the extent of the damage and seeking their advice on how to prevent the building from deteriorating further. We recognise recognise how much this building means to the borough and the community. The council's acted many times with partner agencies to try to ensure the safety of the building and those living in it, including as recently as last year. But the council has very limited powers to further intervene because the building and land is privately owned. However, we are determined to explore all options available to us to help preserve the building once the investigation by the emergency services has been concluded. Radio Jackie was also unable to make contact with the owners of the site.